I'd like to start by thanking the church for another opportunity that we have to come and stand before you here tonight. And certainly I enjoy each opportunity that I get to stand for God. And I don't do it justice for what that he's called me to do. When I was thinking here this past week about it, and I've been fairly busy these past couple months with appointments and whatnot. These several churches without pastors, and they've called and asked for me to fill in, and it's kept me busy. And you know, I thought through this week, the thought come to me that this is a lot like a car in, or a tractor, or whatever you want to think of, that if you leave it sitting in a shed for a long time, you know, it takes a lot to get that thing back going and running like a well-oiled machine. But if you do it pretty regular and you drive it pretty regular and you try to take care of it, she'll always be ready to go. And, you know, that's a thought that I had for myself, and it's not really where we want to go tonight, but that just popped up in my mind and felt like I needed to share that. But I don't generally get to preach to the lost very often. It seems like it's always to God's children or the church. And I think it's a treat each and every time that I do get to preach to those that are lost. And if there's any of you here tonight, I beg of you to listen to me. It's not anything that I can do or that I can say, but what that God's given me that might help you. I just beg of you that you'd listen, and I'll do a little more talking, I guess, than I will preaching, but it's a thought that the Lord gave me, and he more or less showed me a picture of kind of what that he's placed on my heart tonight, and Lord's will, I can bring that out to his pleasing. But we need to read a little bit, and if you flip to the book of Proverbs in the first chapter, about the seventh verse, and it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." We want to start there, but let's flip over and read another little section here in Proverbs, about the 14th chapter, in the 26th verse, and it says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death." As I said, the Lord showed me a picture, or more or less give me a thought there that kind of sums all this up, but I feel like we need to lay a little groundwork before we try to get into that tonight. And where I read there in verse 7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." I want you to understand that just exactly what the fear it's talking about there. And I don't read it as that we're supposed to be scared of God in that he's a evil, wicked being. It's the fear that keeps us in check of going against his will, doing things that he despises, and disobedience. That's where we're coming from tonight. And if you're here and lost, then you're inside one of those. You've done one of those things that's transgressed against God, and you're separated from him. And that's what I want you to understand, and that's where we come through in the 14th chapter, and it says that in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. My thought tonight is that you don't have a safe place to go that each and every time that the world gets upon you. But God is there, and he wants to be your refuge. That's my thought tonight, and the best what the Lord showed me that brought this on is I have a little puppy at home, and where I live there on the main road, people drive it like it's the Indy 500. I mean, they fly up and down Rocky Mountain Road, and it's not safe to have a dog there unless you can keep him penned up somewhere. My dog, he's a Blue Heeler Australian Shepherd mix, so you can just imagine how much energy he's got. And all the times that he wants to run and play and do. And, you know, the thought that I had was that for me to be a good caretaker for him and make sure that he's safe, I have to put him up. I have a kennel there that has a house, and he's got a food and a water bowl. That's his refuge. And if I was to leave him out there and to the elements that no likely he'd get run over or something bad would happen to him this morning. And as I said, that if you're here and lost tonight, that you're just like that dog without a good caretaker. That you're left out there to fend for yourself, and these things that want to draw you away, and that surely that if you don't heed the calling that God's placed on your heart there, that if you don't bow down and try to be saved, that you'll never have that refuge that I'm talking about. You'll never have that safety and security that you need, and surely that. As it says there in the 27th verse, it says the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. And as I said in my first part there, that fear of God is what keeps us in check as God's children. And inside that refuge there, that we find that that fountain that the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, something that continually springs up and gives us joy and hope and love. And in that when we're in that refuge, that we have those things. And I beg of you, bear with me tonight that I can bring this out to the best of my ability. But the other good part in of what the Lord does for his children is we're not confined to that refuge all the time. And he lets us go out and do things of our own will that let us know that he's in control. Oftentimes we find ourselves in sticky situations not because he put us there himself, but he give us just enough rope to hang ourselves. And I want you to understand too, it's just like that puppy dog of mine that no doubt if I left that kennel open all the time, he would come and go. But there'll come a time when he'll run to the end of that rope just enough to hang himself. Or to run out in the road in front of a car or whatever scenario may befall him. But the thing is, I care about that dog and I want him to live. So as his owner and his caretaker there, I have to guide him a little bit and keep him locked up so that he learns. And, you know, right now he's not too happy with me because of the fact that he wanted to go and do his own thing. You know, but I had to teach him a lesson that for his safety, he has to stay inside that refuge, his kennel there. And certainly, this seems scattered, and I apologize, but if you don't take anything home tonight, send a friend, but I want you to take this home that God wants to be your refuge. Amen. He wants to be your safe place. And in that he wants you to have that better understanding, that fear, that knowledge that comes from it. And the place that you're in is a stepping stone one to the next. And I believe just as sure as I'm standing here that it is that, just a stepping stone. That though it may seem dark and cruel and mean where that you're at in that lost and separated condition, but that's just a stepping stone to get you to the next place that God can use you. Because you have to understand what it is when he is dealing with you. This evening, and that'll be my message, as scattered as it was, and I apologize that it wasn't much tonight. Brother Jeff, turn it back over to you.